The Biden administration is investing billions in safety and mental health resources for schools affected by gun violence. NPR's Meg Anderson visited one school that may be on the receiving end of some of that money. It's in a community that's been especially hard hit by gun violence, where students and educators say they sense a disconnect between what the government is offering and what they actually need.
When you walk into North Community High School in Minneapolis, the first thing you'll see is a security station. School staff search each student's backpack and pass a metal detector over their bodies.
Good morning, everybody.
After that, you'll probably see Principal Mari Friis-Leben stationed in the hallway in the same place every day.
Good morning.
A note, I taught at a different Minneapolis public school several years ago, and my spouse works for the district. The reason for the security at North High is that there's a lot of gun violence on the city's north side. But while many students say they feel relatively safe inside school, it's outside that feels far more dangerous. Across the country, millions of young people struggle with this same problem. Firearms contributed to the deaths of more American children and teens over the age of one than any injury or illness. Hearing gunshots, having a loved one killed, seeing someone get shot, all of that can be devastating. Research shows it can cause anxiety and depression, and that kids who grow up with gun violence are less likely to graduate from high school. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, the rate of firearm deaths among Black children is 6 times higher than for white children. At school, Principal Friis-Leben says her job is to create a place where students can let their guards down.
They've got to get their emotional, I'm on high alert mode. I need to look around. I need to be ready at all times. That has to calm down. Once that calms down, now we can talk about pre-calc. Now we can talk about biochemistry.
Creating that space is hard work for educators. There's a high potential for burnout, she says, because you have to keep showing up.
Where will you find me? Every morning at arrival. Every morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Structure, consistency, predictability. You are safe. I got you. Can I prove myself to you? Because my children are walking in with generational and personal experience of not being protected and not being valued and centered.
The federal government is pouring resources into combating youth gun violence, from school shootings to community violence. The bipartisan Safer Communities Act provides $1 billion to increase the number of school mental health professionals, and another $1 billion for a wide range of things like anti-bullying and violence prevention programs and metal detectors. Those bag searches every morning at North High, Principal Friis-Leben surveyed students, parents, and staff, and they overwhelmingly said they preferred that over no searches at all. Still, she worries the grants won't get to the root of the problem.
It's no different than one of my kids being hungry and going to the corner store and getting chips. It's satisfying a teeny tiny little bit of hunger, but not in a healthy, sustainable, long-standing way.
She says those prevention efforts need to happen outside of school first. She wants more affordable housing and more thriving small businesses. She wants violence to not happen in the first place. 2 years ago, a student was killed just blocks from the school. He was the quarterback of the football team. Senior Khalil Brown was his teammate.
That was my best friend, so we did everything with each other. I feel like that's the toughest thing, is just knowing that, you know, he's not physically by my side anymore. So how do I now come to school by myself, do that by myself, when I always knew I had a right-hand man next to me?
Another football player was shot in both legs last spring. He survived. Jalen Beard is also a senior on the team. Once, he remembers a bullet landing on the track surrounding the football field. It spun on the ground, melting the rubber.
I think our physical health is more at jeopardy than our mental health. We can look to ourselves and look to our peers about our mental health, but we can't do nothing outside the school.
The students kept returning to that idea. They already feel like they have a supportive school. They want to feel physically safer. And they want police back in schools. In 2020, George Floyd was murdered by a police officer in this same city. Shortly afterwards, the school district did what dozens of others did around the country. It pulled school resource officers from its buildings. The school does still have a security person, but they're not a sworn officer. They can't arrest people, and they don't carry weapons. Here's Brown again.
So now the police is out of our schools. We needed that police officer in our school, and they took it out.
Students say they don't want to be over-policed, especially by officers who don't understand them. At North High School, the school resource officer was also the head coach of the football team. Jalen Beard says that was ideal.
Like, that's a trusted person. If I knew my coach was out there protecting me, I'm fine.
This year, Beard and Brown will graduate and go on to college. They're going to a small liberal arts school about 45 miles from home. They're going to be roommates, and they'll both be playing football, something they talked about doing with their friend, who's no longer here.
It's not normal. It shouldn't be seen as normal. There's a lot of beautiful stories here, and there's a lot of could-have-beens here.
Could-have-beens, if they were physically safe from guns in their community. Meg Anderson, NPR News.